on Saturday, October 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. Join the GIC for a not-too-scary Halloween movie. For more information, visit the GIC website at www.gic-colorado.org. Join SOL, Survivors Organizing for Liberation, formerly the Colorado Anti-Violence Project, on Thursday, November 5th for the 5th Annual Celebration of Queer Liberation, Rooting Down, Rising Up. Tickets can be purchased through their website at www.coavp.org. Out Boulder will be hosting a week of events November 15th through the 21st to honor the 2015 Transgender Day of Remembrance, Friday, November 20th. Visit their website at www.outboulder.org for details and a schedule of events. If you have news or events related to the LGBT community that you would like us to share on Outsources, or if you have questions or comments about tonight's program, please email us at outsources@kgnu.org.
One minute past 7 o'clock right now. We're KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and of course online at kgnu.org. I'm Chris Moore, your host for the Opera Box this evening and next Monday evening at 7 o'clock. We have Verdi's Aida, which I just heard actually a couple months ago up in Aspen, and I look forward very much to seeing it here in Denver, actually almost here in Denver. I'm in Boulder right now, close enough. And that's going to be happening, of course, with Opera Colorado, and it starts on November 7th. I'll be talking next week with Greg Carpenter, the general director of Opera Colorado, and we'll be playing lots of Verdi's Aida. Tonight I was thinking, well, I don't have a big opera show that I can be featuring quite like the level of Verdi's Aida with Opera Colorado, so I thought I would just play one of my very favorite singers tonight, and that actually is Cecilia Bartoli. Not only is she a glorious singer, but she has a great sense of humor. I interviewed her once for a magazine I used to own called On the Air Magazine. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about the fact that people, when you're a very, very famous opera star, people worship you as a goddess? And how do you handle that? And she said, oh, I could never be a goddess. I like to eat too much. And she actually said that Mozart is somebody who she loves, but it's very challenging for her because the music has such a spiritual quality and it's just so ascendant in its beauty. And that it's actually a lot more fun for her to sing the more down-to-earth roles of Rossini. Well, let's start out our evening today with some songs, some arias from various operas of Mozart, sung by our mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli. We'll hear excerpts from The Marriage of Figaro, Così fan tutte, Don Giovanni, and La Clemenza di Tito. So let's see how far we can get. Cecilia Bartoli, Mozart, on KGNU's Opera Box.
Cosa faccio? Or ti fa corazzo, ti ghiaccio. Ogni donna cangiar di cuore, ogni donna mi fa palpitare. Ogni donna mi fa palpitare. Ogni donna mi fa palpitare.
Thank you.
Thank you. prezzo.
Hagas from three of Mozart's most famous operas, La Nozze di Figaro, or The Marriage of Figaro, Così fan tutte, or Women Are Like That, and Don Giovanni. And we tossed in there a concert aria as well, Kürschel 582, Chissà, Chissà, Chissà. Cecilia Bartoli is our mezzo-soprano who we're featuring tonight on KGNU's Opera Box. And I'm Chris Moore, having a lot of fun playing great opera music for you twice a month, and then the other two times every month, Rhonda Dell has a great time playing great opera music for you as well. We are going to stay with Cecilia Bartoli now and hear some lesser-known arias from a collection called Rossini Heroines. And we all know that the Barber of Seville is the most famous, and that role is a real signature role for Cecilia Bartoli, but she doesn't sing that here. She sings some of the lesser-known operas, arias from Zalmira, the Nozze di Teti e Peleo, Maometto II, La Donna del Lago, and others. These are longer arias, as well as before that, the recitatives, of course. And as I said before, she tends to like these a lot better. One time I asked her, by the way, about what the funniest thing that ever happened to her on an opera stage, and the answer that she gave me really surprised me in that interview. Cecilia Bartoli, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you? And she said, well, one year I was singing an aria where I pass out into the arms of my lover, the tenor. And I had sung it and passed out many times with this tenor. And then a year went by before I sang it again, and I gained so much weight, ha ha ha, that when I collapsed into his arms, I crushed him on the ground. So I'm glad she thought that was funny. And not every female opera star would consider that to be something that she would laugh about so lightly. But let's listen to some Rossini Heroines music. The orchestra and chorus of the Teatro del Fenice, John Martin is conducting, and Cecilia Bartoli is singing just for us.
Thank you. Oh! Thank you.
There we heard Cecilia Bartoli in a number of excerpts from Rossini operas, called Rossini Heroines collectively, on this CD. Riedi al Solio from Zelmira, also excerpts from Le Nozze di Teti e Pelio, Maometto II, La Donna del Lago, Elisabetta Regina d'Inghilterra, and Elisabetta Regina d'Inghilterra again. Cecilia Bartoli, the amazing mezzo-soprano, our featured artist here today on Opera Box on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Moab Folk Festival with support from the Utah Office of Tourism. The 13th annual Moab Folk Festival will take place on November 6th through the 8th in Moab, Utah, and features Bruce Coburn and many more. Complete lineup, tickets, and lodging package information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
Let you know a little bit about what's happening in the world of opera, everywhere from Colorado Springs on up to Fort Collins and in between. If you're a movie buff, you don't want to miss the Met Opera Encore Cinecast of Verdi's Otello, an incredible performance of the Met at the Met HD performances. So check out Wednesday, October 21st at 6:30 if you haven't seen that yet. The Opera Platform, live webcast of Verdi's Aida from Teatro Regio Torino on Saturday, October 24th at 12:25 p.m. Turin celebrates the opening of their Egyptian Museum, which is huge. The Metropolitan Opera cinecasting Wagner's Tannhäuser on Saturday, October 31st, and also on Wednesday, November 4th, a Metropolitan Opera cinecast of about a five-hour-long opera of Wagner's Tannhäuser, incredibly powerful work. The Eklund Opera Program at CU presents Rossini's La Cenerentola, so you'll hear the kind of great singing you just heard now with all the great Rossini arias, choruses, and more. Lots of fun in Cenerentola. It's a comedy with a kind of a sad twist to it, in the sense that that Cinderella is not one of the happiest characters, at least in the beginning. Friday, October 23rd, Saturday the 24th, Sunday the 25th at Mackey Auditorium Boulder, and the CU Presents box office is at 303-492-8008. Opera on Tap Colorado has its annual fundraiser, Utoberfest. OOT is Opera on Tap. Utoberfest is with signature opera food and drink, multi-sensory pairing events with singing as well, and a live auction featuring exceptional items. That's on Saturday, October 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Syntax Physic Opera, 554 South Broadway in Denver. Opera Fort Collins Guild presents arias at Avos. That's the last Sunday of every month, I believe, except possibly December. Sunday, October 25th is one of those months, though, and that's 4 until 6 p.m. at Avogadro's Number in Fort Collins. Aida is coming up with Opera Colorado, so next Monday I'll be talking with Greg Carpenter, the general director of Opera Colorado, right here on KGNU. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll hear some excerpts from Aida as well as we go. And you can meet the artists of Aida live at the studio loft of the Ellie Calkins Opera House during lunch hour, and that's going to be on Wednesday, October 28th at noon. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild, Tuesday at 11 on November 3rd with the opera program at CU. Opera Colorado, again, of course, Verdi's Aida. That's the big one that's coming up. That kind of dominates our fall and our awareness of great, grand opera. Saturday, November 7th, Tuesday, November 11th, Friday, November 13th in the evenings, and then Sunday, November 15th at 2 p.m. at the Ellie Calkins Opera House in Denver. So go to operacolorado.org for information about that. The